101X News.
It's minus 6 and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan Doherty. We begin with details about an announcement being made at Loyalist College at this hour. Ontario's Minister of Colleges and Universities, Ross Marano, and the Bay of Quinte MPP, Todd Smith, are making the announcement in the college's Link Lounge. They say the government is introducing a new policy to support public college-private partnerships that they say will allow colleges to be more financially competitive. One of the eastbound lanes of the 401 between Glenn Miller Road and Walbridge Loyalist Roads remains closed at this hour. Quinte West OPP responded to a report of a tractor-trailer fire on the eastbound 401, 1.5 kilometers east of St. Hilaire Road this morning at 8:40 a.m. One eastbound lane reopened around 11 this morning. Stay tuned to 91X for updates. Some military veterans in Belleville are having their say on the firing of Don Cherry after his comments about immigrants not wearing poppies that led to his leaving Sportsnet yesterday. Alan Miller is a longtime member of the Canadian military, and he says Cherry was in the wrong.
Don Cherry is certainly out of line, and if he is fired, so be it. He should be mindful of that. I don't know where he's coming from with the comments like that. I would think that he hadn't thought through, but that's often the case with Don Cherry.
Sylvia Burt, also a service member, says she sees Cherry's comments as free speech and that he shouldn't have been fired.
I don't think he should have been fired. He's saying his, what happened to freedom of speech? And that is freedom of speech. He said what he thought, and I totally agree with him.
There's no word yet on how Hockey Night in Canada will fill the coach's corner slot this Saturday. The Hollywood North Film Festival took place in Picton and Trenton this past weekend. Jacob Cote, festival director, dives into the way film is so important.
You know, if you look back 10, 20 years, if you look at a film, you might say now it's not culturally acceptable or there's certain things in it that are off color. But it's a reflection of that time period, right? And with the advances in technology and in social, what's socially acceptable, that's reflected in film, and we tell those stories through film.
The festival showcased dozens of films from across Canada. It was the Canada premiere of a new film called Easy Does It. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe says he was not encouraged by his meeting today with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ottawa. After the meeting, Moe told reporters he will announce in coming days how his province will exercise more autonomy over things like the international trade.
We are going to start to broaden our ambitions, if you will, with respect to Saskatchewan's outreach to our trading partners around the world.
Moe says his government will continue fighting against the federal carbon tax at the Supreme Court of Canada after failing to convince the Prime Minister that farmers in his province need relief from the tax. The U.S. Supreme Court has heard arguments today on U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to end deferred action for childhood arrivals, or DACA, which grants qualified to immigrants temporary residency and work privileges. Aaron Katursky reports.
Hundreds of DACA supporters chanted outside the Supreme Court while the justices heard arguments. New York Attorney General Tish James expressed confidence in the outcome.
We should protect, again, these 700,000 individuals who came here for opportunity, for education, and for freedom.
New York was among 17 states that sued the Trump administration over its move to end DACA. The justices appeared to agree Dreamers deserve sympathy, but several seemed disinclined to second-guess the administration. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, the Supreme Court.
Police say they've charged three men for allegedly stealing $4,000 worth of alcohol from a liquor store northeast of Toronto. Durham Regional Police say two men walked into an LCBO store in Uxbridge on the evening of November 4th. They allege the men stuffed a suitcase and a duffel bag with bottles of alcohol and walked out without paying. Police say a customer followed the suspect's car and reported its position. They say officers stopped the vehicle in Pickering later that evening, where they allegedly found the suitcase and duffel bag of booze along with a quantity of crack cocaine. Police allege two of the men have been involved in other liquor store thefts. The three men face charges that include possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000. Italian tenor Andrew Bocelli is defending opera legend Placido Domingo and calling it absurd that opera houses have canceled the star's performances before sexual harassment allegations against him are fully investigated. Bocelli spoke to the Associated Press through an Italian translator during an interview at his Miami area home. The famous classical singer is preparing for a U.S. tour that begins next month in San Francisco. Three U.S. music companies canceled Domingo performances following allegations of sexual harassment made by multiple women in two AP stories earlier this year. He also withdrew from a slate of performances at New York's Metropolitan Opera and decided not to participate at a pre-Olympic event ahead of the 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo. Bocelli said he was, quote, appalled at what happened to this incredible artist. Disney has thrown its hat into streaming with the debut of its Disney Plus service, but there were some issues with the launch this morning. Jason Nathanson reports.
Maybe too many people wanted to see the first ever live-action Star Wars series, The Mandalorian.
Bounty hunting is a complicated profession.
Whatever the case, Disney Plus was overrun with users at launch Tuesday morning. Many couldn't stream and were greeted with an error message. Disney says demand for Disney Plus exceeded their high expectations. They're working quickly to resolve the current user issue, and they appreciate your patience. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
You need to train your employees. Where can you get funding? Where do you start?
Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. With the Canada Ontario Job Grant, you could be eligible to receive up to $10,000 per employee to help offset training costs like tuition, textbooks, and more. Call Loyalist Community Employment Services today and ask about the Canada Ontario Job Grant.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle. Start here.
In sports, Don Cherry says he would have gone on the air next Saturday night to clarify what he meant by his comment about new immigrants not wearing poppies. In an interview with SiriusXM Satellite Radio today, he says he would have explained why he thinks everyone should wear a poppy, but it wasn't enough.
And I would have put out a tweet or whatever you put it out that I didn't mean to say that, but it wasn't enough. So it wasn't enough for them. I'm not going any farther than that. And no, I wouldn't go any farther than that. And they said, well, then that's it. And I said, well, that's fine, and thank you very much.
Cherry says he's getting many phone calls and texts of support. He says he doesn't have any immediate plans, but jokes that he's figuring out what he's going to do with all his jackets. The Edmonton Oilers are in San Jose to take on the Sharks in NHL action tonight. Edmonton has won two straight games and leads the Pacific Division by 3 points over Calgary. The Sharks have won three games in a row after a streak of 7 losses in 8 games. The Montreal Canadiens are at home to the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. The Habs entered the game in third place in the Atlantic Division, 1 point behind idle Toronto. Also tonight, Winnipeg hosts Colorado and Vancouver welcomes Nashville. The St. Louis Cardinals and Adam Wainwright have agreed to a contract for next season, raising the likelihood that the veteran pitcher finishes his career with the only major league team he has ever played for. The 38-year-old Wainwright was drafted by the Braves in 2000 and traded to the Cardinals 3 years later. He made his major league debut in 2005 and has been a stalwart for St. Louis over the past 14 seasons. Dominika Shevchenkova, who won the WTA Finals in 2016, says she has retired from tennis at age 30. Shevchenkova also reached the 2014 Australian Open Final. Unusually short for a professional tennis player at 5 feet 3 inches, Shevchenkova's career best ranking was number 4. Canada's participation in show jumping at the 2020 Olympic Games is in jeopardy because of a positive drug test at the Pan American Games. Canadian Nicole Walker has been provisionally suspended by the world governing body of equestrian for testing positive for a cocaine metabolite at the 2019 Pan Am Games in Lima, Peru. Walker is challenging the positive test result. the Green Bay Packers say former quarterback Zeke Bratkowski has died at his Florida home. He was 88. Bratkowski backed up Bart Starr during the Packers' 1960s dynasty, helping the team win the first two Super Bowls. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNetNewsDesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today will mainly be sunny and with increasing cloudiness this afternoon, then a few flurries. Winds will go up to in the northwest to 20 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 40, and with a high of -5, and the wind chill will be down near -13. Tonight, there will be a few clouds with winds gusting northwest at 20 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 40, becoming light near midnight with a low of -15. Wind chill near -12 this evening and -21 overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, winds up to 15 kilometers per hour and a high of -6. Wind chills down at -20 in the morning and -8 in the afternoon. At 4:11, it's -6. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan Doherty, QNET News on the air on 91X, next at 5.